Hi, this is Huggy Boy. This is going out to all the homies on a Sunday afternoon.
This is how we do it.
You wanted to grab a Russian button.
Well, hello everybody, welcome back to Hops and Notes. I think this is episode 26.
I think so.
Yay! I'm already forgetting. My name is Danny and I'm joined by Alex Webster.
Hi!
We're back.
We're back.
Making content.
Better than ever.
Some would say. Arguably.
I'm alive.
That's what matters. Today we're going to mix it up since the last two episodes were beer focused and no music, with music in the background. We'll be drinking. Alex is having a Coke, but I'm having a Bud Light seltzer. Surprisingly, not as bad as it sounds.
I think they're, honestly, I've had them before. I don't think they're bad.
Yeah, they're all right.
They're fine, yeah.
They're pretty decently priced. So there you go. There's your drink for this episode.
Bud Light seltzers. Yeah, here's the thing. What is more summery than fucking Bud Light? Yeah.
I see no lies. I was like, drinking these yesterday.
Yeah, well, like, I feel like I need to be on a boat. Like,
I was drinking out of the horn yesterday.
Yeah, you were drinking out of a horn like a crazy person. It was a lot.
Beautiful. Okay, so we're going to be talking, speaking of summer, we're going to talk about summer songs specifically. I don't know if it's, I think, is this your top 10 summer songs?
This is my top 10 summer
okay.
songs.
Okay, I just picked 10 songs that remind me of summer or okay. they put me in the mood for summer. I did rank them.
You did?
I have them ranked.
Okay, mine are a little, well I'm going to be skipping around a little bit, okay. but I do have like at least a number one in my
I'm head good with that.
For ultimate summer song, which you're going to be so mad at me about.
We'll save our number one for last, and okay. we can just jump around from there.
Hell yeah.
You want to go first? What's your first pick
my
here?
My first pick is Escape, otherwise known as the Pina Colada song.
Oh my God.
By Rupert Holmes.
I didn't even think of that. Oh, yes! I love it so much.
I think a song about people who accidentally cheat on their spouse with each other in the form of newspaper classifieds to the best beat of, if you like Pina Coladas and getting caught in the rain, it's incredible. It's such a good song.
Storytelling.
It's an art. No, it's just, it's so fun. I don't know. Like, every time I listen to it, I do feel like I should be, like, sipping on a pina colada, yeah. which I can't drink, by the way. Oh,
yeah. That's not allowed for you?
It's literally in the title.
Oh, man. I didn't even think of that song, but I love it.
Yeah, I'm really excited to hear what you picked, because I think there might be some overlap. I will say I did leave out Summertime Sadness.
Okay, I did. I left it off too.
Okay,
just because I don't really listen to the EDM version of it, and that's the version that's I would want to listen to
summer.
In the summer. Yeah,
yeah, that's fair.
But it's just God, the Pina Colada song.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, that's a good one.
Thank you. What
damn.
About you?
First, literally, as I texted you the idea, I pulled out my phone. I made a list on notes. Summer Nights, Lil Rob.
Oh my God. Damn. Okay.
Yeah, so like literally there was the year that song came out, I'm pretty sure my brother had it. He either had the CD or on his iPod.
Mm-hmm.
And we would listen to that all the time.
iPod?
Yeah, no longer existent iPods because it's on our phone now. But yeah, we would listen to that a lot. And then, man, I want to say like 2-3 years ago. I don't know. It was a while ago. Man, got on a date with this girl, and she was playing it in the car, and I was like, I started laughing, and she goes, what, do you not like Lil Rob? And I was like, whoa, 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 take okay. it easy, I love this song, it's just, I wasn't ready for this, it's cold out.
yeah, exactly.
It's cold outside.
Yeah, totally.
But yeah, it makes me laugh, and but it is a very good vibey song, like, just
totally.
Hang out in your front backyard, have a beer, or whatever.
Yeah, a beer or seven, whatever.
Yeah. Kill the 12 pack, it's fine.
You deserve it.
Oh man, solid. All right, number two, what do you got?
American Girl by Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
Ooh, I almost picked that too.
Really?
Yeah, I was looking at it and I was like...
I'm curious because we have, like, there's a lot of similarities in our music taste, but there's also, like the Venn diagram, the middle part's large, but there are things on the outside that, like, I listen to that you don't, and you listen to that I don't, so I'm curious to see.
I don't think we picked anything the same, but we'll see.
I hope we do, because there's a couple where I'm like, if you didn't pick this, you're insane.
Why that one?
Why? Well, first of all, I think it's in The Silence of the Lambs, which is my favorite horror movie ever. So I love that part. And, like, there's, like, something about, like, classic rock that I feel like I need to be, like, driving with the windows down into, like, a nice... like summer sunset.
Yeah.
I don't know. So that's why I picked that one. It's not necessarily anything nostalgic to my youth. There are songs that are, but we'll get to those later. It just has like that vibe about it. I don't know. Like I should be at like a pool party or.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like.
So aside from the Silence of the Lambs one, it also reminds me of Parks and Rec. Because they played it when they did the first festival.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm pretty sure, I mean, most of it's CGI when the camera, like, pans out. But it's playing, and I was like, fuck, that's a good song for this.
It's a good, like, county festival song.
Yeah.
That's, like, just playing in the background.
Yeah, OC Fair vibes.
Yeah.
My next one.
Oh, shit.
Speaking of the youth, our youth, I Caught Fire by The Used.
Wow! I never in a million years would have picked that.
I love that song.
Me too. Yeah. I fucking love The Used. I completely forget that you like The Used too. Wow, why? Like, what about it feels similar to you?
I don't know. Something about it. I think I listened to it a lot in the summer after senior year of high school. But also, the last time I saw them... Where was I? I was with one of my friends from high school. She had an extra ticket to see headliner Coheed and Cambria.
Oh, shit.
But The Used were opening. Oh, yeah. And fuck, who was the other band? Man, I wish I could remember. But the show was great. And when they played it, like, crowd got lit. It was just, felt good.
The Used once, and it was at Warped Tour.
Ooh.
The last year that they ever did a Warped Tour, which was 2017, I want to say.
That sounds about right.
Or 16. It was around the time that I graduated college. But I was like, you know what? I haven't been to Warped Tour in so many years. Like, this is the last year they're doing it. It's going to be like a big hurrah. I'm going to go. I have never gotten so sunburned in my fucking life, by the way.
Yeah, Warped Tour is infamous for like the worst sunburns the lions that it leaves.
Well, yeah, I literally, my forehead was sunburned, like my whole face, it was so not good. I went to see, or like there was, because Simple Plan was also playing, like it was very nostalgic. And I went and I didn't wear sunscreen. I have a Master of Puppets like t-shirt that's like torn to fucking shreds. Like it was like, I got it in the era where it was really cool to like tear up your band shirts and do cool things in the back.
Right.
So it has like a fucking braid down the middle. Like so basically I was exposed to a lot of the sun.
Yeah.
But back in my day, when I used to go to Warped Tour, it was before water was free.
Yeah.
So the fact that even there was free water, I was like, beautiful. But no, I got burnt to a crisp. But I did see The Used, and it was great.
They're great live. A lot of fun.
I've heard Burt McCracken is kind of a dick, but you know what? I think he has the right.
He earned it.
He earned it. You deserve it.
All right. What is your number, not necessarily number three pick, but your third?
These are in a loose order. It's a song, it's not like a super common song, but it's called Waiting on the Summer by VHS Collection.
Okay.
It's like, it's very like synthy and poppy and it's about the summer.
Ooh, okay.
And like, so it there's just like, every time I listen to it, I actually have a playlist that I made before this of just like songs that remind me of summer.
Right.
And that song's always been on it. But that's on my list. It's very... Here, I'll play the first couple seconds.
E.
It's synthy.
Yeah.
That's it. It's not the whole song, but there's words.
I like it.
It's poppy.
I can see that.
Oh, it's so good. So that I would say probably my about third pick of this list that I've made. Yeah. But that's pretty much it. It's more like songs that give me the vibe of like what I imagine a good summer would feel like.
Right.
Again, just like I think I really fixate on summer sunsets because the sun goes down at 9 p.m.
And yeah. That's
truly the happiest I could ever be. Has a seasonal depression, girl. Like the fact that the sun goes down so late in the summer, I'm just like, oh, this is the happiest I'll ever be. I also love summer. Like, yeah. It's weird to be a goth that loves summer, but like, I do.
It's a hard life.
I've picked every possible combination to make things difficult for my own life.
Oh, man.
I'm a goth who loves summer, and I'm a mask bottom. Like, it's like...
we're all confused.
We're all confused.
Happy Pride Month, everybody.
Oh, yeah. That's what I meant to open with. It was just like, is this coming out in June? If so, happy Pride, slurs.
Oh, fuck. It is. It should come out in June. Yeah.
Yeah, a couple weeks?
Yeah. Great. It'll be June still.
Great.
Yeah.
It's also in a couple weeks, my birthday week. So happy birthday, me.
There it is.
Happy birthday, gays.
My next pick.
Yes.
Let's get fucked up and die. Motion wow. City.
You are picking all the emo songs. I
went on a few. There's only one more left.
Okay. I have one single emo-ish song.
I'm surprised.
I tried to show some restraint. Why let's get fucked up?
I mean, it's literally like the party vibe.
Yeah, that's fair. Last week for Memorial Day, yeah, Danny put on his pop punk playlist, and it is the saddest playlist I've ever heard. It was Motion City. It was Bright Eyes.
Love Bright Eyes. I love Bright Eyes so much.
Bright Eyes was on there. Oh my god, who else was on the playlist? But basically, it was like
Anne Berlin. There's some Blink.
Yeah.
Yellow Card,
which was crazy.
The Cure.
It's just his like pop punk playlist. I was just like, you are the saddest person I know.
It's an emo list.
It's so sad.
How to be sad in the summer.
In the summer.
But yeah, I don't know. It gives a summer vibe for me.
Fair.
It reminds me of my youth.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Okay. My next one is... Oh, this is getting difficult. Gimme, A Man After Midnight
by ABBA. Oh, that's why I was like, wait, what? Yes. Fucking love ABBA.
Yeah. That, like, a lot of ABBA, just like Dancing Queen, Gimme, Our Last Summer, but that's Simpy.
Shout out to the Simps.
It's true. That's just like, again, also my lot in life. I'm again, things that make my life difficult. Hopeless romantic, also a hoe. Like, it's really hard to balance that out. Gimme is also just like a lesbian anthem. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. Like, every time, like, the song is about a man, yeah. But like, the lesbians go so hard.
They love it.
I love this song.
Lesbians go so hard.
They do. It's this and like, It's Raining Men.
Oh, yeah. I fucking love Dancing Queen, though.
Yeah, Dancing Queen is incredible. I think those are very, like, quintessential, like, youth summer songs. Gimme specifically reminds me of a road trip I took to the Bay Area for my cousin's wedding when I was, like, 10.
Oh, okay.
And my mom was just playing, like, banger after banger. And ABBA was on it, so it just kind of reminds me of my youth and, like... being a carefree child.
I like it. Yeah. I like it. Fucking ABBA.
Yeah.
Good pick.
I was expecting you to put some ABBA on there.
I should have. I honestly would have been Dancing Queen if I did. This is the last pop punk song.
Okay.
Ocean Avenue.
Of course.
Yeah.
I'm so pissed I didn't think of that. I'm so pissed.
I think
that is an honorary mention.
I reorganized them, but literally the first two was Summer Nights and then Ocean Avenue. And I was like, those are the easiest ones for me.
Absolutely.
Damn. Fucking name alone.
Yeah.
The video, the vibes.
The video, the vibe. It's literally like, it reminds me of just like being a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and again, also, like, the song is very simpy.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Like, so it's such a good, like teenage angst, love, summer song, like.
And then they just squirt some violin on the track for everybody.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Just throw some violin on it for these hoes. So good. That's a good pick.
Yeah, that one was my most proud of the, of the emo list.
Okay, my emo song is Summertime by My Chemical Romance.
Okay.
It's literally one of my all-time favorite My Chemical Romance songs. It's from Danger Days, which is, like, one of their, like, most, like controversial albums, let's say.
Oh?
Because the whole album, one, is a concept album, which people
hate the concept.
And two, it's, like, it's very different from their usual sound.
Mm-hmm.
But Gerard Way wrote it for his wife.
Oh, okay.
And it's very sweet. And it's just so, like, the song is called Summertime. The chorus, like, there's a line it gives me road trip summer vibes. Like, mm-hmm. every time it comes on while I'm driving, I'm just like, this is perfect. yeah, so this and Waiting on the Summer are both, like, songs that are on, like, my, like, summer vibes playlist. And mm-hmm. it's just every time, every summer, I'm just like, I gotta listen to it.
It's happening.
I have also this thing when I'm listening to music, when they mention months, mm-hmm. I make it a point to listen to that song during that month.
How's your Green Day September going?
There's that. There's a song that I like that's just called February that I listen to. There's, like, a couple Grayscale songs that mention months. Like, it's literally, I could go, like, every month there's a song that mentions something. Like, there's a song that I really like that also mentions a lot of, like, horror icons. It's called October Forever.
Well, who's that by? Oh, man, I know that. If I don't recognize it, then I know it's another band.
Driveways.
No, it's not that. It might be. I don't know. Somebody told me about something like that where, like, it's a bunch of horror icons.
It's like, literally that song.
Huh.
Like, if I search October Forever, that is the song.
I'll have to listen to it then.
Hell yeah.
It's been a minute.
It's good. I like it. It's like, the vibes are very October-y, which we're not talking about.
We're not talking about October.
What about your next song?
This one's Because of My Youth. Still Tippin' by Mike Jones.
Oh, shit. Okay.
This was the summer of Toby Keith, and I wanted to kill myself.
Oh, God.
I know I've told you this story, right? I don't know if I've told... Have I told you this story?
What story?
The summer of Toby Keith?
No!
Oh, my God. I don't think I've ever told it on this show then. But the year... I think I was going to be... It was the summer going into eighth grade.
Okay.
The first time I'd ever been on a plane, I went to San Antonio with my stepdad. Or it was to see my mom, my brother, and I's first time visiting my stepdad's family out there.
Gotcha.
At least ours. I don't know if my mom had gone yet. So I get on the plane solo, land in San Antonio by myself, and then they pick me up. It is immediately 100 degrees. It's midnight, and I'm sweating.
Okay.
So I'm already upset.
Classic Texas experience.
Yeah. So I don't really remember the drive from the airport to the condo we were staying at, mm-hmm. but I remember leaving Texas and from San Antonio, and it took a few days because there were stops. San Antonio back to Santa Ana.
Drove back?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because they drove there. One Toby Keith album.
The whole time?
The whole time. And it was like greatest hits, Toby Keith. So I'm sitting there.
You guys couldn't stop at a Target and buy another CD?
As soon as we stopped somewhere. I had my CD player with me. I bought Who Is Mike Jones? And I listened to that the whole way home. I fucking love that album. But Still Tippin' was just, yeah.
Of Toby Keith.
I hate Toby Keith so much.
Is insane. That is the most... Wow. So this makes me feel incredibly fortunate because I went on a lot of road trips as a child. Back in my day, kids, we had CD players. We didn't have iPods yet.
Nope.
In, like, my youth. And my aunt made me 8 CDs of just songs. Like, it was a mix. Like, there are mm-hmm. 8 of them. And to this day, I still fucking love them.
Hell yeah.
It has, like the Atomic Kitten version of The Tide Is High, like, from the Hilary Duff movie. Like, it's all, like, it's they're all kids' songs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, God. So much 18s. So much 18s. Oh, they did a cover of about falling in love.
Okay.
By Elvis Presley. And it's literally, it's like so bubblegum pop. Another day, we'll have to go over it, but I have a playlist that's called Sickening Early 2000s Bubblegum Pop.
Mm-hmm.
It is the playlist I'm the most proud of, and it has the most insane songs you can possibly imagine on it.
Oh, man. But yeah, my brother, he ended up kind of liking it, mm-hmm. so they burned a copy of the CD for him, and he would listen to it at home, and I was like, if you don't turn that shit off,
I'm gonna
beat you. Like, I've had enough. Fucking hate that man. Fuck Toby Keith.
See, now I'm looking at the playlist and it's just it's so good. Has Lucky by Britney Spears on there. Why Not by Hilary Duff. Juliet by Element D, which is like the one song I know by them, and it's so good that everyone loves. Anyway, Michelle Branch, love her. Okay, my next song is not any of those. You'll appreciate this one. Gin and Juice.
Hell yeah.
By Snoop Dogg.
Like how we both went to the hip hop.
I was like, I feel like, because I have a lot of different genres, I wanted to mix it up, mm-hmm. because sometimes I'm feeling something different. Gin and Juice is a quintessential summer song.
It's, especially out here.
Yeah, especially out here. But like, it just makes me think of being in the backyard, like for a barbecue, swimming in the pool as a kid, like wondering what the fuck is gin and juice.
I don't know what this is, but it sounds great.
It sounds so good.
It is
sipping
good.
On gin and juice, laid back.
No money.
No, I fucking love that song. Like, yeah.
I mean, it's a banger off of a great album. Like, that's a really good pick. I didn't even think of Snoop for some reason, and I think a lot of his music.
Yeah.
Makes me think of summer. Like, it feels like a summery vibe.
Mm-hmm.
Solid pick.
Yeah, I think that whole era, I think, has a lot of of really good summer picks.
Yeah, just in general.
Mm-hmm.
That early 90s.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. What about you?
My next one is Wasted Years from Iron Maiden.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. The shows I went to by myself at the Forum, they closed with it, and it was another one of those 100 degree days. I don't know, if the vibe feels so cool. I really like the intro, like that little guitar solo.
Yeah.
It feels very, like it's a summer metal playlist kind of thing for me.
Interesting. I never would have guessed that. Yeah. I love that.
I like that song. It's fun.
Yeah. I'm gonna have to like incorporate that, I feel like, because I didn't do any metal. I was more just like for me, summer is the one part time of the year where I just like totally give in to my bass instincts and like pop music.
Yeah.
Which will become prevalent for my top two songs.
What do you like to drink besides fucking jizz? I lost it when I said it to you guys. I was like, oh God.
I'm so glad you were able to see in the group chat when I was like, sounds like we got ourselves an equation.
Sounds like I was literally going to say, we got ourselves an equation here, Marcus.
Oh, you were going to say it too? Yay.
I was dying.
I would, like, that whole conversation happened. I was just like, I could say this and no one's going to get it but Danny. And I'm going to say
it worked out so well.
Good. Oh man.
What do you got next?
Okay, we're narrowing it down. Midnight City by M83.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, it's like, again, synth and pop are both the songs that I'm just, or like, and both the genres that, like, during the summer, I crave it.
Yeah, you know, like,
a lot of these, and honestly, truly, a lot of these turn into summer road trip songs.
Yeah. Well, I never thought of, like, synth. Like that, but it makes sense. I just never thought of it that way.
Yeah, I love
very good.
I love vibey shit during the summer. Midnight City also came out when I was in college, or it became really popular, like late high school, early college for me. So it's also just like a good, like it just had an impact on my brain.
Right. Hell yeah.
Excuse me.
Nice.
Have you heard this song? Do you know what I'm talking about?
I'm aware of it. I don't think I can't remember it off the top of my head, but I like, I've heard it before, but please. Yeah. See?
It's so good.
It almost gives like summer campy vibes where you're like outside somewhere.
It's a driving song for sure.
I like it. Yeah, that's a good
pick. So good. So good. What about you?
I got...
We're getting down to top three.
Yeah, I'm at four left after... Or yeah, I'm going to have three after this
okay,
one.
Okay, after I so you did 11 songs.
No. So this one's going to be... After this song that I name, I have three more.
6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I have 11 songs.
Okay,
that's fine. I put an honorable mention in there, but that's fine.
I have Bounce, Rock, Skate, Roll from Van Mason and Crew.
Oh, I don't think I know that song.
You do? Just not off the...
Top of my head?
Not off the name. This is a remix, too.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
That's fun.
It's a roller skating song. I fucking love it.
Okay, I forget also you enjoy roller skating.
Yes, love it. It's roller skating season.
It is.
I mean, I'll roller skate any day, but...
We should go roller skating.
We should. I gotta replace my wheels, but I'm done.
Yeah, my skates have just been bouncing around in the back of my truck for eons.
Yeah, we should. That'd be fun. But yeah, that song, again, another thing, brings me back to my youth. Listened to it a lot as a kid, but...
For sure.
Roller skating in the summer.
Roller skating during the summer. Again, this I think we're just reverting to our youth.
Yeah.
And just like songs that make you feel like a kid again.
It's because it's when we didn't have to work in the summer.
Exactly. But I didn't like, oh God, like when I didn't have to work during the summer and I was like just free to do my own shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Keep myself entertained.
All right, what's your next one?
I don't know. This probably isn't on your list, but we're at my top four. Mr. Brightside.
Beautiful. I intentionally did not touch the Killers.
Why?
I couldn't. It was too easy.
Okay. Hot Fuss, that whole album,
is great.
It's a great summer album. The whole album it's so high energy and also vibey at the same time. Like when you start getting to like Believe Me, Natalie, like it's so... Mm-hmm. yeah, Mr. Brightside, for sure.
Yeah, it's just a banger.
It reminds me, because it came out in 2005, I want to say, Hot Fuss.
You got it?
Hold on.
She's got it.
I got it. View album. 2004. Okay, I was close. So that when that album came out, I was in... fourth or fifth grade. Mm-hmm. So, like, that summer, like, I literally, like, because my parents worked and I was a fucking Lashkey kid, they would drop me off at the community pool, like mm-hmm. the center, and like for like summer programs. And I'm me, so I like literally, I was just like, I don't know how to talk to people. So I just like fucking made friendship bracelets and swam until I like died.
Yeah.
And didn't talk to people all summer. And that's the summer that like that song like really blew up.
Yeah.
So I just like it just reminds me specifically of this very traditional kid summer of Hell just like being left to fend for myself at like a community center.
I love it. It's such a good pick. There's nothing bad we can say about that song. It no. fucking slaps.
No, it's perfect.
My next one, Not So Knee Deep by Funkadelic.
Wow, you put a lot of funk in like...
Do you know this one?
I think so.
This is...
Yes.
Yeah.
You and freaking Fwen, dude, and your funk.
It's good for you, man. And sadly, that song is not available on Spotify.
Tragic.
I had to...
you pulled it up on YouTube.
Yeah, I had to YouTube it because I know it's not on there. But yeah, that one just... It hits. Uh-huh. It hits for some reason for me. It reminds me of, like you said, like barbecues.
Mm. That makes sense, because like you grew up listening to it.
Mm-hmm.
I had it thrust upon me in adulthood.
Here it is!
Enjoy it! Because like funk and like that kind of, that genre generally is not my family's jam.
Mm-hmm.
As a white.
As a Mayo people.
As the Mayo coalition. I just didn't grow up with it. I don't, like, I grew up with a lot of, like, 90s alt, 80s alt, mm-hmm. 80s, like, new wave. Like, that's what I grew up with. Which you also, like, experienced. Yeah. But, like, that was, like, my dad is such, like, he loves 80s music so much. So, like, that was, like, something that I super honed in on.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm surprised I don't, I have some 80s music on here. But... my next song, my number three pick, Africa by Toto.
Fuck yeah, let's get it. Oh my god. Yes! I literally saw today a meme where it was like, best bridges ever, and it's like San Francisco, all this, and then one of them's, hurry boy, she's waiting there for you, and I'm like, let's go! Africa!
I fucking love Africa by Toto. It's so good. It's such a classic. It's like the one time where like it's vaguely racist in a song, but everyone like kind of collectively ignores
it. We're just gonna ignore it because the song bangs.
The song is so good. It's talking about Africa. Africa could be a hot place. Yeah. that I don't know what makes me think of summer with it.
I don't know.
But it just has that that's the vibe. It just, like, to be fair, I could listen to this song anytime, anywhere. I could listen to it on Christmas and be happy.
Yeah.
But I think just like the music itself makes it summery.
Yeah, they got the fun, like, yeah, like the beat's very like different, yeah. And they use some fun instruments in it, yeah. Too. I like it. Reminds me of like vacation, if anything. Like, you're not at home.
You're outside.
Yeah. You're out among the wild.
Yeah.
All right, my second to last pick is Living on Video by TransX.
Ooh.
For those of you who don't know.
Interesting.
Hold on. You're going to recognize this beat later. Damn it. Sorry, these songs take a while. Just gotta slowly put that drum in.
We have a synth machine.
Yeah. This.
I don't think I've ever heard this.
You've
song.
Never heard this song?
I don't think so. I
fucking love this.
It's great.
But it's dancey, it's fun,
this,
and it's upbeat.
That is a, like, pool party... Like, at Davy Wayne's. Like, if they put a pool in... No, because Davy Wayne's is more 70s vibey. But, like, if they put, like, a pool... Like, fucking, like, modern times. Like, before they closed.
Before they covered the pool with a big piece of plastic.
Over the fucking pool. I like that. Like, yeah. That just... Yeah, that's like a rooftop bar with a pool and a bunch of hot people in the middle of summer. Like, it's like...
It's definitely like, used for, like...
You walk in, and then you turn around and walk out.
Oh, I can't afford this place.
No. Or... Okay, so... I was flirting with the idea of going to Vegas this summer, because I've never been. And one of the packages that I was looking at gave you, like, a day bed at, like, this pool place. And it looked dope, and it's super cheap. I will tell you about it later. But the point is I sent it to my mom because I was like, we should go to Vegas. We need to do, we have a lot going on. We should go to Vegas. And she was like, that pool place looks very sporty and loud because they have like huge TVs and sports, like go sports ball.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Something's on TV.
Something. And my mom is not a sports person by any stretch of the imagination. She watched the Super Bowl for Travis Kelce and Travis Kelce alone. and Taylor Swift. But.
And the weirdly sexist kicker.
Fuck you, dude. God.
Hate that guy.
Fucking hate that guy. Anyway, so my mom, and she was just like, I don't want to go because it's all sportsy. That's what that reminds me of. That's the music that's playing in the background while all these hot sports people are in a pool. Me and my mom with our fucking big wide-brimmed hats and our books and a daybed, just like, what the fuck?
Oh, shit. All right. What's your second to last one?
Okay. So this is... a delightful pick, and we're getting into the two super poppy choices. Mm-hmm. My number two and my number one are very poppy.
Okay.
Last Friday Night by Katy Perry.
Okay. Interesting. I wasn't ready for Katy Perry.
No. I don't necessarily love Katy Perry, but that album, Teenage Dream, fucking impeccable. Love it. It reminds me so strongly of high school.
Mm-hmm.
Like, very, like... late summer going into high school, or like late summer going into like whatever year, like my junior or senior year of high school, and like homecoming and like the house parties that ensued and just like driving around with my friends. So it's a very late summer thing. Also, I grew up in San Diego, so it doesn't get cold until like November.
Exactly.
So yeah, it just gives me high school vibes.
Yeah.
The next one is also, like, I have a very distinct memory. Oh, so you're going to not be happy with me.
I have a pretty distinct memory for my number one.
Okay. What is your, what is Danny Gutierrez, host of Hops and Notes podcast, what is your number one summer pick?
I think you're going to be upset. It's Fight 'Em 'Til You Can't by Anthrax.
Okay.
The zombie killing song.
Yeah.
So, the story behind this.
Wow, I'm so surprised there was no overlap.
The story behind this one is, I went to the Big Four show in 2011 with my high school friends, and Connor was there. And I remember
Connor from Turning Tables podcast.
Yes, and on the show before.
Oh yeah.
We're like somehow the group gets split up before the show even starts, but him and I are like right next to each other. And so Anthrax comes out, the first chord hits for Caught in a Mosh, and he runs to the right, I run to the left. We're in two different pits. I don't see him for like a good hour. Then, like, I run into him later on in the pit, and they're like, hey, we're going to play a new song. And so him and I both lose our shit, and they play that. And I was like, fuck, this song slaps. It was so intense. Like, I love the riff. I love the lyrics.
So this was during the summer.
This was April 23rd, 2011.
Okay.
But they announced, follow them on whatever social medias, they're going to give everybody a free download of the song soon. Well, soon was like June.
Oh.
So it came out in June, so I got to download it, listen to the recorded version of it, like studio. Fucking, it sounds so good. And like I like I said, that riff kills me. The drums sound great. It's a song about zombie killing.
Right.
So it's just a lot of fun for me. And so I really got into like that album specifically that summer when it had come out. And so it always reminds me of dying in Coachella Valley.
That's such a good memory.
Yeah. It was so hot.
Yeah, you were in Coachella, like Valley, yeah.
And it was right after Stagecoach and right before Coachella.
Yeah.
So it was fucking gross because the Stagecoach people, y'all are gross because that was a fucking mess. Like yeah. I don't have much against country music. I just hate Toby Keith, but like
I don't have much against country music.
God.
It sounds gross.
It was fucking nasty.
Yeah, it sounds gross. Damn. But, that's a great one.
Yeah. A lot of fun.
Not what I would have picked for you, but
I wasn't sure what to do, but I was like, fuck it, Anthrax.
Yeah, fuck it. Anthrax. Okay.
Oh my god, here we go.
My number one all-time reminds me of summer, came out during the summer, fucking impeccable. Call Me Maybe by Carly Rae Jepsen.
Oh, no!
I unironically fucking love Call Me Maybe. It is... I don't give a single fuck. Anyone listening who's mad at me about it, fucking bite me.
Fucking Griffin McElroy.
Okay, so also, I was the primo demographic for that song because it came out when I was in high school. I was a teenage girl in high school, for those of you who aren't aware.
For those of you who had a different experience. Weird fuck.
And I have this very distinct memory of this song coming on in the car with my friends. And it was like just around the time where like one friend got her license. And so she was the designated driver.
Yeah.
And like we were like driving to downtown San Diego because we had this like standing like sushi date. So we felt so grown up because it was just us. And like it was so, like just so super distinct memory.
Yeah.
Screaming, Call Me Maybe. Screaming, Call Me Maybe. This is also the same summer, or like maybe the summer after, where all of my family went to Disneyland. Mm-hmm. And I was like, hey, can I bring my friends? And they're like, yeah, if they buy their ticket, sure, we'll go. And so it was me and two of my best friends from high school running around Disneyland. Running around Disneyland, fucking menace to society.
Menace to everybody in
menace
the park.
Menace to society. So that song very distinctly reminds me of like when life was good. Like this was like in, yeah, this was right before my life went to shit my senior year of high school. So,
yay.
Yeah. So that Call Me Maybe is a perfect,
oh my God,
perfect summer song. And I will not be accepting criticism on that.
No comments will be, no questions will be taken at this time.
No, I'm not accepting questions at this time. And if you don't like it, what, I do not care. I think this is just also a sign of personal growth because, yeah, I don't think you could have waterboarded this information out of me a couple years ago. Yeah. And now I'm just like, I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck.
Listening to it, the neighbors know.
The neighbors know. Also, that was like the breakout hit for Carly Rae Jepsen, but like the rest of her stuff is so good. It's still pop and it's not as necessarily obnoxious as Call Me Maybe, which I do acknowledge is an obnoxious song, but like the rest of it, it's so good. Like it's like so like she should be like a superstar. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you know that song? And I know it's not the song that gets played in the scene, but remember in It's Always Sunny, when they go to the bar that won all the awards, mm-hmm. and it's like all lit up. I know they're playing Taylor Swift.
Yes.
But I always get it confused because I think it's Call Me Maybe sometimes. And they're just like, oh, this place is so gross. Why is it so bright in here? I'm like, Jesus Christ. This is us when we go to any popular bar.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. For sure.
We just want to sit in the dark.
Well, most of the time when I want to go to a bar, like, I don't like super, like, done up, like, LA bars necessarily, yeah. Unless it's like Davy Wayne's or like Formosa or whatever.
But the like Davy Wayne's is like kind of themed. It's a little
and
vibey.
Also, it's super vibey and it's not super brightly lit.
Yeah.
But I love a dive bar. I love that Davy Wayne's feels like I'm in a basement of a house party.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Exactly.
But yeah, I think yeah, I love a dive bar. I prefer a dive bar.
Same.
Yeah.
I want it to be gross in there.
I want the floors to be sticky. I want to have to grab each leg and like lift it up and like
I should be younger than most of the stools in that place.
Yeah. Love that. Yes, exactly.
Oh my god.
Wow.
Wow, what a fun
what a list.
10 songs.
What a fun
11.
Oh yeah. For me because one of them was going to be an honorable mention, but I forgot. Which one I wanted to be an honorable mention. I think Last Friday Night was my honorable mention.
That's fine.
But, a suggested song for the playlist just came on, and I have to mention it.
What is it?
Tub Thumping. I get knocked down.
Oh, my God.
I get up again. That song is also a great summer song.
I mean, you could just throw Lit on there, too.
Lit? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I meant to text you. I completely forgot. Someone, like, if for once it wasn't me. I pulled into the parking lot to go to PetSmart or whatever. Mm-hmm. And someone in a huge fucking truck comes blasting through, blaring My Own Worst Enemy. Blasting it so loud to the point that I turned, looked, made eye contact with the driver. I was like, what? I'm normally the one. It's normally me.
Are you good,
but,
sir?
Like, all the windows are down.
Oh
like,
my God.
All the windows are down. It's super loud. Like, I was so surprised. The guy looked like 21, 22. Like, he looked really young.
He was born in the wrong era.
I guess. But, like, he looked really young. Fuck. But also, like, he had, like, a skinny head, so it kind of has, like, a youthful, like, kind of vibe about it. I don't know. I was not expecting that person to be the person I saw driving a huge truck blasting Lit.
Mm-hmm.
But I was, it was an experience, and I was like, okay. But I just got out of the gym, and I was like, I need cat food, and I gotta go.
I don't have time for these shenanigans.
I don't have time for this. Yeah, Lit is a great choice. I should have added some Lit. Who else would be a good honorable mention?
Foo Fighters stuff would have been good.
Foo Fighters, Island in the Sun by Weezer.
Weezer.
Weezer. That would be a good classic.
Yeah, I think it's just a lot of those songs that did come out in our youth during the summer.
American Pie, Don McLean.
Yeah.
That's a good one. I'm looking at a list now. Margaritaville.
Yeah, we forgot about James.
I added this to the list and then I took it off. Where'd it go? And then I saw Her Face by the Monkees.
Oh, yeah.
Which is more just like Shrek.
Yeah. I mean, anything off the Shrek soundtrack.
Anything off of Shrek 1 and Shrek 2.
Yeah.
Was perfect. Funky Town.
No, yeah. That would have been great. Just put Shrek on, everybody.
Yeah,
just, you're gonna hear a banger at some
right,
point.
Just listen to the Shrek 2 soundtrack. It has Accidentally in Love, Changes, fucking Funky Town.
I always forget it has Changes until it happens.
Oh yeah, it's great. Classic.
Fucking great.
This was wonderful. Great choice.
Yes.
Danny texted me yesterday because we were trying to figure out like if like he wanted to do something solo or if like I should come on and we could like just like bullshit for a little bit. And he was like, let's do top 10 summer songs. I was immediately sold. Such a good idea.
Yeah. Well, everybody, those were our 10 plus some
extras.
Pick a song. I hope you dig it. Thank you for listening. This has been fun and exciting. Alex, do you have things?
I'm so thrilled. That sounds like I'm holding you at gunpoint.
I'm just struggling. I feel like Ben Kissel. I think you're great.
I'm not holding Danny at gunpoint.
I'm fine.
Say you had a good time.
I'm struggling today. I'm tired.
Oh,
but it was a good time. I did enjoy these songs. We're going to probably listen to these at some point.
I have a playlist. Soon. I'm going to be listening to them when I leave.
Do you have plugs?
I do.
So many.
I have so many plugs. As you know, I am the super producer of the Horrible People's Network. Please check out all of our awesome podcasts. I am a host of two of them, including the namesake, the Horrible People's Podcast. We talk about spooky movies. You can check us out on Instagram at Horrible People's Podcast. That is HORRORBLE People's Podcast. Also, I am a co-host / DM on Turning Tables Podcast, which is on Instagram at Turning Tables Pod. We're doing a bunch of cool shit. Hopefully I will be wrapping up my arc because I feel like I've been DMing for years. I feel like we kind of got stuck with me as a DM for a little bit. So hopefully that will be changing soon. Please go check that out. And then you can also check out my personal Instagram. Should I plug the Bookstagram?
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
Reading.
I read. I talk about fairy smut. What else do you want from me?
Not the slur.
No. Could be, but no. You can follow my personal Instagram at Ghost Coffee Shop, and then my Bookstagram is Ghost Bookshop because I'm clever.
Yay. You guys can follow this podcast on Instagram at Hops and Notes Pod, not FOD. follow the network at Horrible People's Network. That is HORRORBLE People's Network.
Hell yeah.
Follow me on Instagram and Untappd at Wrathchild714. Until next time, have a great summer. Fill it with music. Let me know what you're listening to. Peace.
Bye.
For more shows like the one you just listened to, go to Horrible People's Network on Instagram. That's HORRORBLE People's Network on Instagram.